The mics are back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Thank you very much for tuning in. And this is 2019. We start over again. But up until the new year, we had had over 6,000 entrepreneurs and leaders that we'd spoken to, and at different times picked up by listeners in over 100 countries. Pretty proud of that. We're being hosted today, as most of these segments are that we do every quarter, by the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. That means my co-host is the one, the only, Mark Furman.
Hey, Jeffrey. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much. Our next guest, Christopher Haylett, founder of Sixpence. And you're going to do, I think Sixpence is a little bit interesting for us. So why don't you describe the company for our listeners?
Yeah. So Sixpence is taking a new way of crowdfunding, basically allowing people to contribute roundups on their daily purchases to the causes that they care about. Kind of takes the cost perception out of giving and makes it a more sustainable thing.
And what does that mean?
So the roundups, basically... If you're supporting a cause, whenever you make any purchase, anywhere, any place, any time, any day, that will round up to the nearest dollar. So it's just a little bit of change here and there, adds up every day, ends up being a little bit more than you'd expect, but kind of takes away the upfront cost when giving.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So interesting idea.
It is. So how long have you been doing this, and how did you get into it?
Yeah, I've had the idea for about 4 years, but we've only really been putting it together with my team for about a year and a half now. I first came up with the concept while I was fundraising myself. I was in college, and I was raising money for some volunteer work I was going to be doing in Nairobi in Kenya. And I had a $5,000 target, and I was about halfway there, and then I'd kind of exhausted all of my one-time donations in my network. So I was thinking, what's a good way that I could get people to give even $1 or $2 every month? Because that would, with the size of my network, that would be enough. But people don't feel like $1 or $2 is even worth giving. So I was thinking about this, and one day I was using an app called Acorns, which is a roundup investment platform, and thought, well, gee, this would be a great way to raise money. So I looked up this theoretical platform and then discovered it didn't exist because I had wanted to use it myself. And a few years later, I decided, hey, maybe we can build it ourselves. So, yeah.
So how do you make your money?
Yeah, we take 5.5% of funds raised. It's a little bit lower on the end of the crowdfunding spectrum, actually. But because of the recurring method of our platform, we wanted to keep that really low.
Are there others in this others on this platform that are similar to you? Is it a competitive marketplace?
So it's a brand new marketplace. There are a few different charitable roundup platforms. We are the only one that's geared towards crowdfunding. So the other ones are charities, are strictly charities, 501c3 registered organizations. But we think that giving in this way, giving in a daily manner like this, that should be something that people can see the results of every day, where they can donate to their child's school, their church, their friend's cause, their neighbor's cancer bills, something that actually matters to them very directly. So we created an open crowdfunding platform so people can create causes for just about any kind of reason.
And does the 501c3 retain you?
Do we have 501c3s?
No, do they retain you, or do you just sort of pick your own charities? How do you build the relationship?
Mm-hmm. So we focus on acquiring campaigns first, so like 501c3s or individuals creating campaigns.
Let's say Mark had a nonprofit school for disabled attorneys.
Yep. So we would want to go to that school, talk to them about creating a campaign, get them onboarded, help them to onboard their support network, especially people who have given one time, to convert them into ongoing continual donors. And the beauty of our platform, too, is we're building out some of the infrastructure, but we want it to double as an engagement platform, because this method that people are giving, it is every day. It is with every transaction. It's something that is happening throughout their entire lives. So they should be able to see consistently and every day kind of updates from the things that they're supporting. So
I just want to make sure I understand how it works. So I want to contribute to some school, say.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
So First, you need to check if there was a campaign for that school. Like, say your child is in an elementary school and you want to support their classroom. So if they don't have a campaign, you can create a campaign on their behalf yourself. And that just in the app, there's a button in the main menu, create a campaign, pretty simple. And then you can support it. And how you support it, you log into the app. You need to link your bank account. So essentially, all of that is, we provide bank level encryption for that through a third party service called Plaid. So all that is fully secure. And you log in just as if you're logging in on the web portal to your bank. And that allows us to see your transaction data to be able to build these roundups. And we keep kind of a digital ledger of those roundups until it reaches $5. And we do a $5 withdrawal from your bank account that you've linked. So you do need to link a bank account, and then you can link as many cards as, well, up to four cards to track roundups on them. And so basically $5 at a time, you're gonna be contributing actually, like withdrawal wise, but that roundup is what's building that. Those roundups are what are building those $5 amounts.
Are you the only one in the business?
No, I have two full-time co-founders, so there's three of us. And then we have about a team varying between 20 hours a week to 5 hours a week, working part-time on this, of about five others. So we've built a pretty decent early team. And we've got some great guys from a wide variety of backgrounds, guys and girls.
And how old is this? When did you go...
Yeah.
Live, so to speak.
Yeah, so we first started, my two co-founders and I first started really building this out in January of last year, so about a year and a month ago. And then we incorporated in the summer of last year in June, and we launched a closed alpha version of our app to get feedback and test things out in September of last year. And in October, we launched an open beta, and we closed our first round of funding in December, so everything is brand new. We are just now starting on the Android version of the app and are in pretty early stages, but we do have a functioning iOS version. So.
Interesting. Yeah. Chris, if somebody was looking to find you at Sixpence, and again, we'll remind everybody we're talking to Christopher Haylett, how would they do that?
Yeah, to find me myself?
Yes.
Yeah, so in our main page, there's a contact form. And anyone can also email me at christopher.haylett@sixpenceapp.com. That's directly to me.
Sixpence, yeah.
To learn more, to ask questions about creating a campaign, anything like that.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Remind everybody again, Christopher Haylett, founder of Sixpence, and take a look. You know, I think all of us are concerned with nonprofits and helping nonprofits, and this is a way to help facilitate that. I have somebody I'm going to be referring you to. I want to thank our host who also helped sponsor getting you out to this marketplace, and that was the law firm of Tarlow, Reed, Hart & Rogers, and my co-host Mark Furman. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.